that no matter where you are or what circumstance you're in or what trial you're faced with, you can take it all to the Lord Jesus. Just take it to Him. He wants you to take all of your cares to Him. Lay them down at His feet. He'll take care of things for you. You don't need to worry. I was thinking about, this may be an interesting little thought, at least about words in the Bible and, you know, what they convey to us. And sometimes I think about certain, even just words that start with a particular letter. And the Lord just put it on my heart to just a few examples in the Bible of words that start with the letter P. The letter P. And it just took me on a wonderful path, and I want to share it with you this morning. 9 words that I chose this morning. The first word is the word power. Power. As we know, God is omnipotent, which means He is all-powerful. All-powerful. He has not only the power to save, to redeem, and to fulfill all of His promises and provisions for us, but, you know, there's no other power that even comes close to His power. The power to raise from the dead, the power to save a lost sinner, like I once was, probably like you once were. The power that is in God is first revealed to us in the Gospel of John. I mean, he just starts off. John 1, he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And we know that Word is Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God, because Jesus always existed. He never had a beginning. He was always one with the Father. But the power that all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. You think about the vastness of the physical universe, and that's just a minute example of the power of creation. It didn't just coincidentally happen. God willed it into existence. And it doesn't matter. You know, He created all the various powers that exist. He created the cosmic powers, nuclear power, gravity, physical powers, powers of the cosmos, even earthly powers. You know, even political power. We don't like to think of it much, do we? But He did. He puts up whom He will for His purposes. And we just think we're so smart. The second word, God's plan. God's plan for all creation. God's plan for you and me was set in motion before the beginning of time, which He created. You know, God created the element of time. Because, see, in eternity, there's no measure of time. It's hard for us to imagine. It's hard for us to get our minds around. Sometimes I ponder why God endeavored to create this universe, this planet, us. Why? What was His plan in that? Human beings. Did He need to create a human being? No, He didn't. But He did. And we know from His word that we are the pinnacle. We are the apple of His eye. We are the most precious creation of everything that God created. Bob, you're it. Derek, you're it. Rocky, you're it. You're it. The third word I thought of was God's purpose. What is God's purpose in all of this? What's His purpose? What's behind it? Why? Because it pleases Him to display His immense love and to expand His love beyond the spiritual realm by creating a material universe and thereby magnifying Himself, not in just what we see in the heavens, but what we see in each and every one of us. His glory is magnified in us. By magnifying Himself in us, I believe He's completing his creation, his whole plan, his whole purpose, which is to prepare a bride for his son. Consider the spiritual realm and the material realm. Jesus always was spiritual in nature, but yet he became a physical man. Didn't have to do that either, but in a sense, he had to do that. And I'm thankful he did, because he shows us so much of his deity by being God made man. And now, by his finished work on Calvary, we can also partake. We can partake of both realms. Whereas before, we were destined to a physical sin and death, and he redeemed us. I've only gotten through three words. I got four more to go. Provision. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need," as we just sang, "according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." All your need. Maybe not all your want. You know, I'm glad he doesn't give me everything I want. You know? I think the things sometimes that I want aren't going to be very good for me. But everything you need. Does the lily toil to be as beautiful as it is? No. Jesus said in his gospel, one of his gospel records, don't give care for what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat, where you're going to live. God will take care of it. He does. The fifth word, practical. The word of God is practical for every aspect of our lives today. It's not just some collection of ancient, you know, writings that have no meaning and no purpose or not applicable to our lives today. Because, you know, man hasn't really changed much. We really haven't. We're really not more intelligent than when, you know, when God created Adam and Eve. We might have more conveniences. We might have more technology. But, you know, his word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So whatever situation, as we were singing, what care do you have? It's right. Your answers are right here in the word of God, because he's given it to us, because he wants us to know of him. His word is everlasting and unchanging. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he is unchanging. The sixth word, precise. The word of God is exact. It's specific, with no detail left out or not addressed. Whatever condition, whatever problem, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, God has already supplied us with a practical, a precise, and a perfect answer. All we need to do is open the book. That's all we need to do. He knows exactly what we need, even before we know. Turn to him. Trust him only. Then the word perfect. Oh, I love this word. Now, the unlearned man doubts God's word and speaks of that which with which he does not know. I had a boss once that spoke of a man he knew. He kind of came into our office, and he really made a fool of himself. And when the man left, my boss, George, says he don't know that he don't know. That's how dumb he was. But the word of God is perfect in every way. There are no contradictions. When challenged, all we have to do is stand on his word. When somebody asks you, you know, what's your opinion of this or that, or how do you feel about that? Well, what does the word of God say? Doesn't matter what the topic is. Well, let's see. Let's go together. Let's look at the word of God. You know, the phrase, "it is written," we find that phrase many times in Scripture, that three-word phrase. Yeah, I looked it up in the concordance, and it appears 311 times in Scripture in 93 verses with 80 exact matches. It is written. And as Brother Ty pointed out in his number study, the number 80, that number means strength. It is written. That's where your strength is. You don't have to get into a a debate with somebody over a certain topic? Well, let's see what the Word of God says. Oh, it's written right here. Pick a topic. It doesn't matter what it is. You might just win somebody over to the Lord. You never know. Then the word promise. You know, the Old Testament saints, that's all they had. That's all they had. God gave them promises. He spoke to them. They didn't have Jesus. But they knew that the promise was coming. And I just love that 11th chapter of Hebrews. We sometimes refer to it as the by faith chapter. Look at all those different ones. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. They did incredible things that they couldn't have done on their own. But they did it by faith. Because God told them he would empower them. He'd do it. And then finally, the word proposal. I love that word. Proposal. The bridal calling is for us today. It's for us today. You have been proposed to. Ladies, you remember when you were proposed to by your husbands? I would imagine you do. I don't think you're going to forget that. Gentlemen, do you remember when you proposed to your spouses? I do. His bridal calling is for us today. It completes his plan, his perfect promises, everything we just talked about. Revelation. You study Revelation. Alex and I were just touching on Revelation a bit this morning. Book of Revelation. What a culmination of all the Old Testament prophecies and the words. Just everything is right there. And these are just a few examples I thought I'd share with you this morning of the incredible majesty and the glory and the power of God. But know that God has provided all these for you. And all we have to do, believe it, take it, and then when you take it, take even more of it, because you can't exhaust it. It's there, and it's just so magnificent. Well, God bless you this morning. I hope you have a blessed day, and pray for me and my family and just many saints on our hearts. And I just pray like you do. I hope you pray every day that the Lord come today.